John Gennaro here from Bolts in the Blue, sitting down with Chargers legend, LaDainian Tomlinson. We're here at Radio Row for the Super Bowl, and I got to start you off with a tough question. What happened with the Frogs?
Well, the Frogs, they got screwed, let's just be honest.
They did, they got screwed.
I think they got screwed, but here's the thing. It's hard to argue with the fact that they got screwed because Ohio State ended up winning the national championship.
They did.
And then you have to look at the fact that can you say that Oregon and TCU would have been a better semifinal game instead of the Florida State Seminoles? Sure, you could say that. But you can't leave out Florida State either because they didn't lose.
Yep.
And so at the end of the day, you know, TCU, you know, they were on the outside looking in. But they have a strong chance of getting back there next year because they return a lot of starters.
Boykin's coming back?
He is coming back.
All right, they'll be good then. So expanded college playoff then?
I don't think so.
You're good with four?
Yeah, not right now. I think until they figure out how to expand it and what do you do with the bowl games versus the semifinal games. Now, do you give one team a bye? That's really not fair.
Yeah.
Do you have more, you know, games before you get to the semifinal? Guys are already complaining about the amount of games in college.
Yeah.
It's starting to become just like the pro.
Yeah.
And so now you're going to have guys who want to leave early. So what do you do?
Yeah.
Interesting.
How are you?
Do you have any regrets now that you're past the playing days and you're an analyst for NFL Network now, right? Do you have any regrets about anything that happened in your pro career?
None.
None whatsoever?
Not at all. I'm not a guy that live on regrets. I believe God makes no mistakes, and my career turned out exactly the way it was supposed to. You know, a lot of things, you know, when you're dealing with the game of football and a team,
yeah,
you have to have a lot of things go your way.
Yeah.
There is a reason why that football is the hardest game to win a national championship, both national championship and a Super Bowl championship, is because you have so many guys that you have to get on the same page. And if you have one guy that's vital to your team, that's not focused,
yeah,
or that's out partying and not in sync with the rest of the guys,
yeah,
it can hurt you.
Totally.
And so you can't control sometimes what other guys do. That's why it's so hard to win a championship.
Yep, and the best coaches are the ones that can get everyone on the same page, right?
Absolutely.
I'm going to have you rank them. Marty, Norv, and Rex Ryan. Right, best to worst, or the one you like playing for the most to the one that didn't fit your style as much?
Well, Marty was my favorite. Marty, during his time, you know, he believed in me to put the ball in my stomach, but I learned so much about football because he was so detailed. He knew about offense. He knew about defense, special teams. I was more prepared to play games when I was with Marty Schottenheimer than anybody in my entire career.
Wow.
You know, so he was my favorite. I also enjoyed playing for Rex. He was a master motivator. Even though he really didn't deal with the offense, he knew how to motivate guys, and he was an excellent football coach.
Yep.
And finally, Norv, excellent play caller. One of the best to ever do it.
Yeah.
However, the reason why I believe he didn't have as much success as a head coach is because he lacked the ability to connect with the players and to motivate guys.
That's great. All right, let's talk about Tostitos first, because that's who you're here with, right?
I am. So I'm here promoting Tostitos, which is the official chip of the National Football League.
You're doing a tailgate party or something,
well,
right?
Well, I'm promoting the Tostitos Party Boulevard.
Okay.
So, which is a massive party that spans two blocks on Super Bowl Central.
It's right out here, right?
Yep, right out here.
I saw it yesterday.
So you remember the backyard party games like Dunk Tank and Cornhole and all those things? Well, they got these massive platforms set up.
Okay.
Again, spanning two blocks where the fan can come out and run the course and do certain things to just enjoy themselves.
That's awesome.
I'm actually doing it tomorrow, so
I'm looking
forward to it. Yes.
Nice. All right. So I read something that you had said either yesterday or a couple days ago. This morning I read about it, and you were saying you thought if Ryan Matthews leaves the Chargers, that they should maybe target Adrian Peterson. Do you think that everything that happened with him and him being suspended for the year and everything should affect his career going forward? Or you just, that's all in the past, let's move forward and just sign the dude and know that he's been rested for a year? Should the Chargers factor that in when they're looking at him, that he was suspended for most of last year?
You know, I think he's still a guy that's going to be one of the best running backs in our league, for one, because I think he still has a lot left. Now, you can look at it a couple of ways. You can look at it as the glass is half empty because he missed a season, or you can look at it saying the glass is possibly half full because he got the rest.
He got a lot of rest.
Season.
Yeah.
So it depends on how you look at it.
Well, remember, that's what they were saying when he was coming back from injury.
Yeah.
They were saying, well, he also hasn't run for almost a year, and then he
and
came back
what
and he blew the doors off,
yeah.
Man.
And so I just think, If he's available,
yeah,
it's an option you have to explore.
Yeah.
For the simple fact that we saw the success of the Chargers 2 years ago when Ryan Matthews stayed healthy.
Yeah.
They need their run game.
Absolutely.
It's paramount to their success.
Yeah.
And so if you can get an elite runner, you know, at a discounted price,
yeah,
for the same price possibly you might pay Ryan Matthews.
Yeah. That's true. All right. Two questions left. One of them I think is an easy one. I think it's going to be a softball for you. Best moment from your career? Favorite moment you look back on?
I think it had to be the touchdown record.
Getting carried off the field?
Yeah, I mean, because it was such a special moment. It not just for me, but if you saw and if you were there with my teammates at that time, they wanted their record more than I did.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why they reacted like they did and picking me up and
yeah,
carrying me off the field, because it was a special moment. To do it in front of our fans in San Diego, in front of my family, man, it was such a special moment. It was really a championship moment.
Well, and you and the line and the coaching staff and the fans had all come from the 1-15.
Yeah.
Like that line got built when the team was bad.
Exactly.
And that was the 14-2 years, so we thought we were going places,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing about it is, that was the strongest I think our organization in San Diego had ever been.
Absolutely.
At that point. You know, we were a strong team. And it's really unfortunate after that season that we had to switch coaches.
Yeah.
Because I really think it changed the dynamics of our team, but also it took a little bit away from our, you know, the toughness of our team that
it,
we played with.
It showed everyone that the politics mattered more than the game, which is a problem.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you go. I got one more question, and I'm only asking this because it's something I really believe in. I know you're a big part of this. Tell me what you're doing with the Wounded Warrior program.
Yeah, so, you know, the Wounded Warriors program is something that my team and I have been working on for a while.
Yeah.
I've gotten to know a lot of our Wounded Warriors coming back from overseas, especially the guys in the Metroplex. That's where I live now in,
yeah,
Dallas.
I saw you. I saw you tailgate some TCU games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're still, you know, building a partnership. Nothing is final yet, but I'm looking forward to possibly launching the partnership. I'm actually going to the football game tonight with the Wounded Warriors.
Oh,
so I'm
nice.
Looking forward to that.
That's awesome. All right, man. I know I've taken up a lot of your time, but I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And you have a good one.
Thank you.
LT, thanks for that. That was great.
Sure.